meeting to order. I'll ask Kent Vanderpool if he would open us with prayer. So if you'd stand with us, we'll have prayer and then say the pledge.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we've come to you today and we're thankful for the wonderful weather that you've given us. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity just to gather in your name today. And Father, we just pray that you lead, guide, and direct us as we do business for our county. Lord, we pray for wisdom and direction in every decision that is made. Lord, just thank you so much for blessing us in many ways. Continue to be with us today. This ask in thy precious name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Kent, thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Next on our agenda is previous meeting minutes. Got 329 and 331.
Motion for approval.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Next, we've got accounts payable. Is anyone ready to make a motion?
I didn't see anything. Did you guys see anything that was...
No, it was just a large amount this month, but this week. But anyway, I'll make a motion that we approve accounts payable.
When you say large amount, I looked at them Friday. We've got some construction work, if I'm remembering right.
Yes.
Like
we've got several payments.
Dam site project, and I don't remember who the other ones were. But
yeah.
And then I think there's transfers in there. I think I saw it too. Is that right? Sheriff transfers?
There is one transfer, your eyes.
I amend the motion.
You're going to amend your motion to include transfers?
I amend my motion to include transfers.
Second.
Discussion. I have one more motion, but I just soon do it in a separate.
Okay.
Separate from the general. So anything, questions? All in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. I'd like to make another motion then under accounts payable. And I've hand scratched one out if y'all want to try to follow. I'll make a motion to pay two invoices which are currently being held by the treasurer to EGIS. The first one in the amount of $21,174.50, which includes $11,313 for work done on the T Highway project, and the rest of it, $9,861.25 for January's Phase 4 work on the planning. Also, the second check was for $12,750, and that is for February's work, Phase 4 of the planning contract. Also, check's not been written for this, but I'd like for it to move forward at the regular process for $9,294.75, which is for December of 2009 work on Phase 4, with a reduction of $862.50, which is for 7.5 hours work that he just did after we sent him a letter on 223 to suspend work. And I've also listed there on my notes the Phase 1 through 3. I met with Rick and Joanna this morning. Those are the figures that have been paid to Aegis, again on Phase 1 through 3, which amounts to $76,350. That'd be my motion. Could I get a second? Can't get a second.
Nikki, were you able to get Aegis on the phone? I know they were on vacation last week to come in and talk about this contract. I
think this afternoon.
This afternoon? Thank you. No, I'm going to wait until after the meeting with them.
And that's at 2:30? Something like that?
Well, everything's listed at 1.
Right. So okay. Starting at 1. Sometime after
I told
1.
Them tentatively.
2. Yeah, tentatively 2 o'clock.
Okay. No second, so we'll move on to public comment.
Ron Hershen.
Ron, welcome, sir.
Ron Hershen, 1211 Highway Ave. Two things. One, to thank you. I did get the information and had a wonderful opportunity to meet Pat Keck on the lawsuit on Casey Road. That went very, very well. The other thing that's more pending, ask y'all to consider, I got a call Friday night from the alarm company asking me to respond to the transfer station, and they had dispatched Branson Police. And unless you all want me to continue that, I sure don't mind because I'm 2 minutes away, but I just thought that that might be a housekeeping detail.
Thank you. Good to know. We'll have a look at that. Thanks.
He wanted to sign up for a public comment.
Other public comment?
I know usually you have it done by 9.
Let's be fine. Bob? You might go ahead and sign up if you haven't. If there's others that would like to speak under public comment, you got a minute yet, so.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
I looked at the menu there, and I thought something was coming up, and it's not. That's why I jumped in now. I'm glad you're waiting on this Aegis deal. As what happened last week, I wanted, there was things written in the paper, but I'd like to, I'm mixed up because I can't see worth a darn, that's number one, but regarding Aegis and the way that all happened, my understanding is that presiding commissioner walked into the treasurer with a telephone in his hand and sort of led her to believe that Mr. Stropas okayed that check, which it's not the way it happened. And I've got a copy of the, she made you sign a document to okay that. I paid 10 cents to get a copy of it. It's a public record. So what I don't understand is if you signed a paper stating that you picked up this money, how did you go back there last week and chew her out and made her cry? I mean, I don't understand it, and that is unbecoming a public official. She's an elected official. You have no business. I have no business. None of us have any business. She's elected by the people, and I think she's doing a darn good job, and she doesn't need to be chewed out, and neither do the other young ladies in the courthouse. So it's just lucky it wasn't my wife or girlfriend, or we'd have a real good heart-to-heart talk. So,
okay. Thank you, Bob. Anybody else?
No.
All right. Next on our agenda is an old business. We have Robert's Rules of Order.
I had put that on the agenda. I think a couple weeks ago we had brought it up about trying to operate a little bit more to the Robert's rules that we had passed, but my special speaker couldn't make it here, so I'm going to just go ahead and motion to, or not motion, I'm just going to, I don't have the person to present that I was hoping to have. I wanted a parliamentarian to come in and kind of talk about the process and how it actually would apply to the county. I mean, obviously there's different levels of enforcement, I should say, of how strict we want to operate. Obviously, Robert's Rules was passed last year, so we're still working on implementation of it. But because I don't have my person here, I don't have.
I'd like to visit just a little
sure.
bit since you had it on the agenda.
Sure.
I got the booklet out that I passed on to you and Danny that I received from Rick Ziegenfuss from Hollister, was put out by the Extension University of Missouri, and very helpful. It makes it pretty simple. As I've said a couple of times since we did vote last year to operate by Robert's rules, we haven't done that, and I'm welcomed. You know, I've welcomed it and said, just tell me what how you'd like me to run the meeting, and I'll certainly consider doing that. In the foreword of the little manual, it says that this is a simplified guide to help you wade through the waters of Robert's Rules of Order. And as you both know, it's pretty good order that Robert's Rules amounts to. And even those that are familiar have to think about it when it comes to some of the actions. And it goes on, does not suggest that Robert's Rules is the most effective way of conducting meetings in every situation. It is a guide for those meetings which of necessity are run by Robert's Rules of Order. So I'm more than happy. I've sensed, since you all haven't said anything about it, that you didn't want to do anything until now, of course. So let's have a meeting, and I'd be tickled to sit down and find out what parts of Robert's Rules or all of it, or we can go from there.
Great.
Any other comments on that? All right. How about Skaggs Hospital? Introduction
yes.
and update.
I had William, would you go ahead and come up? William Mahoney is the new head honcho at Skaggs Hospital. He's from Kansas. He actually, we were visiting before. We visited at 8 o'clock. You grew up, Wamego is where you grew up, right?
Wamego is where I did my first CEO job. I actually grew up in Illinois. Oh, yes, went to University of Missouri, though.
Wamego is within a few miles of where I grew up, so I knew there was a strong, intelligent Kansas side of him. Sorry about those.
Good try.
I know it.
Anyway, guys across the border, not a good thing.
Yeah, let's move on with business.
Okay, but anyway, I wanted William to come in and just introduce himself and just go ahead and give us a little update here.
Okay.
Well,
thank you, sir. I've been to different county commissions. My last hospital was a county-owned hospital, so I'm William Mahoney, and I'm representing the Skaggs Regional Medical Center. Grateful to be here. Commissioners, thank you for your time and the people of Taney County here. I've been on the job 8 weeks now. I've went out and been talking to the communities that we serve and trying to find out more and more what we can do to be better customer advocates in the customer service realm. I've been meeting with our physicians. We have a lot going on with health reform. Last week, Senator McCaskill came into the community and talked a little bit about that. But I just want to let you know that I want to be available to you, and I don't mind giving you my cell number. It's 559-5527. And truly, if you have an issue, I'm available 24 hours a day. I'm a servant leader, and my responsibility is to make sure that I do the things that the customers need for their medical care. And in health reform, as I was asked by Senator McCaskill, what do you think? I said, all we want to do is be fairly compensated for the patients that we take care of. We really aren't interested in the politics of it. We just want to be able to make sure our providers, EMS, be it mid-levels, be it doctors, nurses, various people, can take care of the people that they care about. And hopefully we'll be fairly reimbursed for that. I think, as you know, there's a pretty high bad debt load in this area of the country, and that was another concern that we had. And Senator told us she thought that there would be some help in the stimulus package, healthcare reform for that. I have not read all 2,000 pages yet, but I will, get working on that. And as it evolves, I'm sure there will be more out of it than that. But I just really want to come today, introduce myself, and if you ever need me for anything, I would ask that you call. And that's basically what I have to say, unless you have any questions, sir.
I wanted to point out, I mean, one thing that William's approach has been when we were visiting was he's been visiting basically about 100 people in the community of leaders, business leaders, and then plus the citizens are just walking the street. And he's compiling a list of probably the most commonly, I would say, complaints. I mean, he's got a formidable job ahead of him. You can share with him if you want the list, but it's coming down to about five or six issues that he's going to be shaping his policies to fix some of the issues that Skaggs had in the community. And I just appreciate, I mean, he's a go-getter. I understand that. He's got a large family, so I know he's active.
Eight girls and a boy. And let me tell you, I'll tell you a quick joke. When I was getting ready to go to the Marine Corps, my mother said, William, I think you need to be closer to God. You need to pray more. So I got down on my knees at 17 years old, and I said, Heavenly Father, whatever you do, surround me with women. And he did. So I just tell you all, be careful what you ask for, because you might get it.
Might get it, yeah.
So I don't want to take any more time. I appreciate
I know you have to leave, so
yeah, I have to
if run you have any questions. Meeting,
William, thanks for coming.
Thank you,
look
sir.
Look forward to getting to know you.
Gentlemen, have a great
Thank
day.
Thank you, too, sir. Okay, next on our agenda is Como Avenue Vacate.
I looked that over this morning. Randy brought a copy of it in. Did one of you gentlemen get to look at it?
When did he bring it in?
I didn't see it.
He brought it in this morning. It's on the back side of that, Chuck. It's what we've been working. Flip that right over there.
Okay, yeah, I know what the project is.
The project, which has been discussed several times by this commission, and now he has worked through all the avenues, the property that lays on both sides of the road belongs to the same individual there, so...
Right.
I would...
I remember that
with
now.
Randy, is Randy...
Well, no, I was looking for him. I don't believe he's here.
Okay. He went through the whole thing and was satisfied with the survey, with everything that had been done, and with the property owners and all the people that were involved. And so I would make a motion that we approve the vacation.
Okay.
Before I second that, I know vacate's a special statutory process. Is that
right.
Correct? Have they followed the process as best you can tell? Or
they did a pretty good job of following the petition so far. I wrote a draft for Randy some time ago, and he was going to get back to me, and the next thing I know, it's on the agenda for today, so I asked for a copy of it on Friday, and I looked at it. There's no order provided for you to sign, I had a couple of questions about it. I mean, obviously, it's a good idea. I mean, basically, it's recognizing the situation as it is, and it's clearing up a problem. It's just that I think a couple more T's need to be crossed and a couple of I's need to be dotted. But I can get the order for you if... But, again, I saw it on the agenda on Friday, and I asked for a copy of it, so...
I would amend my motion then to after we can table or after Bob's review.
Okay.
Whichever way you want
to... Let's table it because if there's some modifications, let's just... Bob, can you have it ready by next Monday, you think?
Sure,
or
no problem.
By Friday, or what?
No, but I want to ask, I wish Randy was here where I could ask if there's a, if there's any kind of a financial time frame or anything. This vacation involves a long-standing, I don't know how long the home's been there, 50, 60, 70 years or longer, that lays within the easement that is owned by the family and the plat, and it the built-on addition was in the corner of it. And so if there's no financial problem, I don't have any problem with it. If they're needing to get it done, I want to work on it later this week or...
That's fine, as quickly as you want. I mean, basically the petition, while it's not the most artfully drawn petition, it'll do the job. And as long as they've looked at the surveys... which I haven't done and nor am I qualified to do and are convinced that everything is where it ought to be, then I can draft an order for you to sign. But
I make a motion to table then, but Bob, I'd like to check for you to check with Randy and make sure that this is not some kind of a financial loan bank.
Just all over basically kind of you're bank. Saying get on it as fast as possible.
Yes,
second.
We've discussed this a lot.
Okay. I've looked around. I don't see anyone here that would be interested in this item. Is there anybody here that wanted to speak to the vacation? Okay. And there's no need of reading this, Bob, at this point when we're tabling it. Okay. Any other comments or questions? All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay. Next on our agenda is the 911 Advisory Board. See a number of folks. Appreciate you guys being here, and looks like Kent's going to speak
to us.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. First day of the quarter.
I'll give you a
handout.
That's why it was on there. Okay.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I'd like to say good morning and to my fellow Taney County citizens. My name is Kent Vanderpool. I am the chairperson for the 911 Advisory Board meeting. The 911 Advisory Board basically is an unelected board that kind of assists the commissioners with decisions to be made when it comes in regards to the 911 system. And we meet on a regular basis. And the we have been working on looking at our budgets, and as you can see and probably are well aware of the decline in our telephone tariff. Several of us seem to be moving to the wireless side of technology and pulling away our home phones, which is draining our coffer, if you will, for funding for 911 system. And if you can see there in the information that I've given you, our expenditures for 2009 was about $696,000, and we propose we've cut budgets as much as we possibly can. And our proposed budget there is $662,000 for 2010. But again, the decline in the revenue and the expenditures are soon going to meet each other, and we'll be going in the hole soon. We have a couple of revenue sources that are in the works on a legislative level that we're trying to pass a 911 fee for the cellular service. I want you all to know that Missouri is the only state in the union that does not have wireless 911 revenue. We're the only state. That's pretty embarrassing. And so we have... I have with me today is Nathan Preston that works with us at the ambulance district, and he is on a media committee that is working really hard in getting that word out. We just feel like it's an educational thing that people, when it comes to a vote, people really don't realize what it entails. Well, today we'd like to propose that the telephone tariff be raised from 10% to 15%. Now, in front of you, you will see the there's a graph, actually, in the middle page. At current is in the blue, and as you see, starting in 2009, where we're headed for just above $300,000 in revenue by the time we get to 2015. In the red, you'll see that if we do impose this 15% tariff, it will sustain us until maybe we can get some other revenue sources on hand, and that's what we're really looking at. Right now, we're just looking at some kind of sustainment until we are able to, at a state level, get a handle on it. So that is our proposal today, is for us to move the 10% to 15%.
What's the process for doing that? Is there a process that's required to bring it from 10 to 15?
There is no. It was at the beginning and the inception of 911 back in its inception in Taney County, the commissioners have the freedom to move that tariff level up to 15% without a vote of the people.
It's voted initially as 15%.
Mm-hmm. So it was originally voted
yes.
at 15.
I'm sorry.
Yep.
So basically they keep it at 10, but they could move it up to 15. Is there any hearing requirement or anything? They can just do it?
I'm not aware of that.
It's a process issue only, and we've moved it twice, 15 to 12 to 10.
So you've moved it down?
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Excuse me, Bob. I forgot to remind folks this morning, if you're going to speak, we need you to come up to the mic. We have folks that are listening, and we've got you on recording. So,
okay.
If there's other comments, please come on up to Mike.
Okay. Great. I'd like to make a statement on this. This is a major issue. It's been brought before the county commissioners meeting. We went to the across to the state capitol when we're up there. We preach this constantly, the need for the cell phone tax, the 911 need, us being the only state that doesn't have it. All I can say is when you get ready to go vote, that you be asking your legislative body that you're voting for in that area how they feel about these issues, because it seems to be one that is non-attractive, doesn't have the headline punch that they want or something, but we have spent hours upon hours in meetings at the state level on this very issue. And so if you have something that you want to ask your representative or your senator how they're going to vote on these issues or if they have anything proposed to solve this problem, because it strictly lays within that body to settle this issue, we can do as you wish on this, but that doesn't solve the problem. No. No. And so if there's only one question that you, when you run onto a legislator or someone running for office, if there's only one question on your mind to ask them, you ask them why they're not doing this with every other state in the union already having proposed the 911 tax.
I agree. Other questions or comments?
I understand. I met with Senator Griesheimer, who was spearheading a bill, I think, over at Jeff City through the Missouri Association of Counties. I mean, obviously, they want to make it to a statewide vote. They're a little gun-shy about putting anything on the ballot for a tax right now. I think they also pointed that there's 17 counties in Missouri that have no 911 coverage right now. And then Platte County, I think, which is up near Kansas City, they supplement their 911 about $700,000 a year out of general county revenue, just so they don't have to raise taxes. So if I'm looking at your projections right, we're seeing at the end of 2010, we'll have about a $217,000 shortfall based off of
the current
expense load is what you've got to have right now. As much as I see it's probably necessary, I'm not in favor of raising any tax, and plus I would want to make sure before we even voted we would have the proper procedure and the process to make sure that a hearing doesn't have to be done or something like that. I don't have the research or the understanding of the process. So
you're saying you're not prepared to do it
today?
I'm not prepared to do it today,
and it would take a lot for me to want to raise the taxes, especially in this economic condition right now. I mean, because a typical house pays what in taxes? Is a $30 bill? So if they have a $30 bill, what are they paying then? $3.80, basically. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, that we have.
What's an average citizen paying?
It's not on the tax itself. I don't know if I'm hearing you clearly or correctly. It is off the telephone bill. Your telephone bill.
Right.
And the residential lines, I think we might have had that in here. Line charges, residential line charges 2010 in the CenturyTel or CenturyLink is $12.06.
Okay.
And that's residential, and then business is $21.30. At 10%, they're paying, obviously, $121 for residential and $213 for business. If we bring that into the 15%,
that's only going to raise each home 60 cents, or right. 59 cents, I guess I should say. $1.80. And businesses, $3.19.
Yeah.
So we're looking at $1.06.
Okay. Well, I've got an idea, a suggestion. We've sat here for many years hoping the state, I thought surely the state would do something.
Yes.
And we have sat in such a good position compared to most counties throughout the state, I thought surely this would be resolved before now. Our county associations worked on it.
Yes.
Still working on it. At our training meeting back in February, they seemed to communicate clearly that it isn't going to happen this year. The state's not going to get anything done. My thought is that we post and hold a public meeting. We can find out what requirements there are to do that if we did decide to do that. I think this is a good opportunity, since you all have brought it to us, to maybe get some of the public informed of what this issue is.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize till some time back that there's counties that don't have 911
right.
throughout our state. If you have an accident there, that's a problem.
Yes.
And we just don't mean to be critical, but the state hadn't got anything done. And possibly, and I think maybe that's what you were speaking to, Danny, just a little bit, if we went ahead and had a public meeting, even if we don't make the change, and maybe we'll see that we should make the change, I think it would be time well spent to do that. Invite you to come speak, and Nathan and whoever else that could put the information for the public to see. The county commission is being asked to raise the fee that's on your phone bill and how much, and just get it out there for the public to see what's going on. What do you think?
Well, the fact is it's already been passed at the 15%, and the former county commissions have reduced
yes.
down to the need of the citizens as far as the you can look at the chart,
yes.
the amount of money that was available versus the amount of money that is being now in a sharp decline. And I don't know how you worded that right before you said that, but there is a need for the legislators to get off their hind ends and get something proposed and passed. It's not a fact of there not being a need there that affects everyone in the state, and I know that it's a hard issue to pass, but in our particular situation where we have lowered to the 10% when it was passed on the 15, makes it an entirely different situation. I'm not jumping in here and asking that we raise that at this moment because you're not in the deficit area yet. You're on the decline.
That's right.
And so I'm not in for looking to raise something at this particular time, but the fact is there is going to be a time and a need to do something, and that's what I've got to say about it.
Before you speak, Jimmy, so you're suggesting we don't do anything now? I'm not sure I understand.
I think you made a good recommendation as far as having a public hearing and letting the public be informed about the entire situation.
Okay.
We have a lot of senior citizens and other people in the area that Taney County being an area where there's a lot of people moving in and out and from other states but. It's an issue that needs to be brought to the public's attention, and it should be handled at the legislative level.
Okay. Sheriff, welcome.
It's a little misinforming to say that we're not in a deficit at this point. We are currently spending the expenses of 911 are about $150,000 plus more per year than what our revenue is. We have in the past had a surplus, and we are at the current, even if we stay at the current revenue levels, which they are declining every year, but if we even stayed at the current revenue levels, with the current expenses that the phone companies and everything charge us, we're looking at about 4 years we'll be broke. Mm-hmm.
I think I heard clearly, but be sure, the 911 board is asking for us to do that, to go up to 15.
Yes, that's okay. Correct.
We, the county commission, need to respond to that request favorably or not favorably, or we could hold a meeting and bring it to the public and have give the public opportunity to.
Yeah, and for the public's information, the 911 only has two employees, so it's not like we've got a bunch of employees or anything. There's only two employees that are involved with this, doing all the entries and everything that are required for that. And we just don't want to see it get to the point to where if we have 911 equipment go down, that we can't replace it, and then the public's at danger for not having the 911 system.
That's right.
I remember. When I was new to the job, it was a different situation. More was coming in than we needed. Mm-hmm. And
correct.
Tammy's smiling back there. She remembers me saying, why don't we cut it to lower since we're taking in more than we need. And then that short period of time, it's completely reversed.
Right.
And needs to be looked at. I don't think there's any question. All right. What else? Other comments? We want to go ahead and ask Nikki to try to set us up a meeting, work with Kent to be sure they're available, and
that would be fine.
Have a public meeting?
That'd be fine.
Is that all right?
Do you want to put a time frame on it? A week, 2 weeks?
Just first available to everybody's schedule, I would
first
say.
First available.
Okay.
I quite honestly don't want us to go broke before we try and fix it. Okay? So,
just for grins, how about a show of hands of 911 board members? I see.
Yeah.
Okay. Good deal. Thank you guys for being
Thank
here.
Thank you.
And presenting us the issue. All right. Next on the agenda shows phone tariff funding. Who knows what that's about?
That was
just kind of what I thought, but I didn't know. Okay. Next, we have an issue I put on there, Bull Creek sewer overpayment. I guess it was last week. Danny, you mentioned that the issue that happened a number of years ago where the county actually paid more than was due on the Bull Creek sewer. James, you got...
Danny, you never mentioned that. The county clerk stepped up.
I thought Danny was nodding his head yes. Would you like to speak to the issue? Come on up to the mic if you would.
No, but I'm pretty sure last week I'm going to be called a minute.
James, please come on up if you want to talk.
I didn't know the name of it. I didn't even know the right amount.
Okay,
okay, hold on. If we're going to talk about it, you two want to talk about it, you're going to have to come up to the mic.
Well, I think I will.
Okay.
I think I've been tied
to it. Okay.
That I remember, I was sitting right back there, and I'm over 50, so sometimes my memory don't work as well as it used to, but I remember the county clerk stepping up here and bringing the issue up, and you just said that Mr. Strahan brought it up, and I don't believe that he did if you checked the minutes. That's all I have to say.
I'll take a listen to it. Someone, I can safely say, brought up the issue of us overpaying on the Bull Creek Sewer Project. And Donna, you have a comment?
I didn't know the dollar amount. I didn't know the company. I just said I knew that we'd made mistakes in the past.
Okay. There's two issues here. The next one is the state audit request, and I'd like to go ahead and bring it up and kind of tie them together. Mr. Shantz has come before this commission and requested that we have a state audit. And as so far, we haven't acknowledged him yes, no, or any. Anyway, we've heard his comments and just left it at that. The Bull Creek sewer overpayment was looked at through our independent auditor, Davis Landon Moots, and we had much discussion about it and took action to try to prevent something like that from happening again. And that goes back a number of years when that happened. I probably shouldn't guess because I'll get corrected, but I'll go ahead and do it anyway. I'm guessing 2 or 3 years ago. Again, tying this to Mr. Shantz's request of a state audit, I have a suggestion. I know that we've asked Rick or someone has called the state auditor's office, given us ideas of what a state audit would cost, and maybe it wasn't as much as some had guessed originally, but it's still a pretty good expensive figure. Since this sewer overpayment came up, I'd like to suggest that we call the state auditor's office and see if they could have a representative come and visit with us. Make a posted meeting for the public, Mr. Shantz's concerns, and anyone else that has concerns. They could come and speak to us and ask questions of the auditor, whatever it might be, whether it's cost, what processes, what things it would address. So that's where I'm coming from. I would like us to invite the state auditor at their convenience. I know they're busy as everybody is. It might take a little bit to get them here. But just one-on-one where the public has an opportunity to step up and ask questions. They can question us or they could ask how state audit works and the cost and speak to this issue simply. What do y'all think?
Fine with me.
Fine with you?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Strahan?
Yeah, I'm
okay with that.
I've requested and talked to and visited about a grand jury, which I think would be more satisfaction to the citizens. But I've also found out that there's a great deal of expense and time put in on that issue. So anything that would help satisfy the minds of the citizens on the way their counties run and their tax dollars are spent is I'm in favor of. And the issue that was brought up there about the overpayment on Bull Creek was made by a bank, and a trustworthy citizen came forward and brought it to our attention. And that was explained partially last week, and we have a way of getting that money returned to the county, and it's being repaid. And I guess we'll be probably the end of this year or some. There's a time frame on there. I don't have an exact date, but the payments are being withheld from the sewer sales tax money that is being issued by the county to Bull Creek Village, just like it is to every other incorporated area.
Okay. Sounds like that's a yes to you, Nikki, if you'd give the state auditor a call and see if we can have him come see us.
She.
Any other questions or comments on that? I'm sorry.
I'm just saying she.
She
was Monty. You said him. So.
Oh, did I say him?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
But it could be a him representative, couldn't it? Okay. All right, let's move on. I'm also responsible for nuisance case. I've received a phone call on a second case on Quincy Road, and I don't have the pictures, so I'm going to have to stall that until I get that information. You haven't got that anything, have you?
No.
Like 259 or something like that, Quincy? Dan might have sent it, but I don't think so. Okay. All right. Other business. We have a meeting, an executive session. I don't have that calendar sitting in front of me. How's that read there, Nikki?
10 o'clock.
No, I don't think there's time. Danny was thinking 10 o'clock, but we didn't have a time on.
But you guys had indicated it probably 10 to noon.
Okay. But there's not any time. It's just after this meeting. Is that correct?
That's
on
correct.
The weekly agenda?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. If there's nothing else, we'll recess. And shall we take a five-minute break or and come back
yes.
and
yeah.
have that meeting? That'd be good?
Yes.
All right. We'll recess for 5 minutes. Thanks for being here.